Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJAN, our chance to catch up with Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us again.
Yep, thanks, Chris. Thanks, KJAN.
Well, another nice win here for your team. You got a first-round playoff victory here for yourself after having the bye week there, the opening round. You take on Des Moines Christian once again and thought throughout. Your guys, again, played a pretty solid game. Defense came up with some big plays that were kind of momentum changers for you, and then the offense came through when they needed to get a nice win.
Yeah, you know, we'd like to have punched it in there. We fumbled one time going in offensively. You know, just weren't real sharp or crisp, but I guess that's kind of maybe coming off a bye week. But you're right, we got the job done when we needed to offensively. Yeah, defense, holy cow, again, another great effort, another shutout. But, you know, special teams really showed up too. Two great punt returns by Grant Sturm. Just some overall good coverage on our kickoffs. And when we did have to punt, we changed the field position.
You had a pretty big momentum changer early on there. It was pretty slow to begin with, but you guys make a big stop on a fourth down to get the ball back, and then you load up the long ball there to Colin Mullinex in the last play of the first quarter, and that really kind of got the momentum going a little bit there for your team.
Yeah, it was a big play, and it started out again with our defense, as you mentioned. A big turnover on downs there on fourth down. You know, they did that two or three times in that game, and just, you know, that's huge for us as a football team to get that good field position in the middle of the field. And that's kind of where you can start taking some shots and feel comfortable throwing the ball down the field. And I thought Garrett made a great pass, but Colin even made a better catch. So just two great plays there.
Well, and just like has been going on all season long there with your defense, it's, you know, defense by committee. A lot of guys that kind of stand out a little bit. Joe Weaver had a great day knocking down some balls, had an interception. Brendan Atkinson was all over the place once again. Bodie Johnson, Colin Mullinex, they just kind of everybody getting involved, and that's the way you like to do it. You like to have everybody flying to the football.
Yeah, it's been the way all year. You know, great team defense, and that is just it, is we have 11 guys out there that, you know, just do their job for each other. And that's what you need out of a defense. We don't have anybody that's real high profile, but when our guys play together, you know, everybody gets in the mix.
Well, and certainly a win in the postseason is fun. You build some confidence here. You get to play at home, and that carries over hopefully here to the next round. You know, gets the guys anxious to try to keep it going.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we were certainly excited, you know, Friday, but come back on Sunday, Monday, and you know, some tragic things happen. So we're trying to, you know, get the bus rolling in the right direction, and so far, so good.
Well, you get an opportunity now here to take on another good football team here in West Marshall. They come in with the same 7-1 record. It looks like they've been able to achieve some good balance on their offense. They've got Preston Pope there in the backfield that's had a really nice year on the ground. A team that sounds like they want to run it first, and obviously that'll be a challenge for your guys to step in there and try to match up against what they have in a big line.
Yeah, really big up front. I think they got a kid that's 6'4", 6'5", 290, and, you know, he can really move some guys. So we're going to have our hands full. This is going to be probably the biggest test for our defense all year. And, you know, we're at that point where everybody's good now. So West Marshall, very good football team. You're right, they're run heavy. And the Pope kid does a nice job of finding some holes. And then if he doesn't have a hole, he's going to try to run you over. So we're going to have to take him on low. They do a nice job of spreading the ball around between their fullback and tailback and you know, trying to get the ball outside and inside. So they're going to pick and choose where they think they can you know, be successful, and it's just going to take another team defensive effort for us to slow them down.
Well, and certainly with a team like that, too, they're going to, you know, try to throw a few wrinkles in there. I know early in that contest they had last week there against Centerville, they ran an early kind of little out route for their tight end that I don't think the other team was ready for, and goes for a touchdown down the sideline. So, you know, certainly you're going to want to stop that run first, but you always have to be aware of what else they might try to throw at you.
Yeah, their number one receiver is number 40, Braden Evertson. And he plays DN for him also. I think he just signed to play Division II football up in North Dakota somewhere, up in the University of Mary. But, yeah, he's quite the player. And if we let him, you know, get his hands on the football on offense, he can do some damage. He's their number one receiver as a tight end. You don't see that very often. But those tight ends tend to sneak open and then really can put some pressure on your defense.
When you look on them, at them on the other side, as far as how they're going to line up defensively, it looks like they want to run more of a smaller man front, you know, that 3-4 man front most of the time, and then they've got everybody else kind of moving around. Can make it difficult sometimes to read a defense like that, but I guess what have you seen from them? What are you kind of preparing for?
Well, you're right. They try to put their three big bodies up front, and then they have kind of a five linebacker set behind them. And they're moving guys around and trying to cause confusion and just letting those three big guys, you know, eat up blocks and let everybody else go make tackles. So for us, we're going to try to get those big guys running sideline to sideline. We want to try to attack the edge a little bit, whether that's with screens or with some jet sweeps, and then come back and maybe try and work inside a little bit. So for us, we're going to have to do a little bit of both and keep them on their heels where, you know, maybe we're doing some misdirection stuff and, you know, still trying to run the football inside as well.
When you guys have played solid offensive games this year, it's kind of the same story as the other side. It's everybody getting involved. You've got two different backs that do two different kinds of things with Bodie Johnson, a strong runner up the middle that's hard to bring down, and then Corey Parrott who can try to hit the edge. And of course, you got Colin Mullinex to try to throw it up and some other guys that have some speed there on the outside. So, again, I guess it's just kind of being balanced and having that mix, is that what's going to be successful against a defense like this too?
Yeah, no doubt. And that's what we've done this week, you know, in practice is try to get that ball spread around. We told our guys, you know, they're off. We're not going to be able to hit the home run ball probably. So we're going to have to take the little 5-yard out route, break a tackle and make something happen. That's happened to them. They've had trouble with that. You know, West Marshall's had trouble with that. So for us, that's our key is, you know, yards after contact. What can we do after we get touched by their defense? Can we break a tackle and make something special happen?
Well, and it seems like you get to this point and you know the guys that you can count on, but it's sometimes that guy that's maybe a little bit more unexpected, that gets a little less attention, that comes up and makes a big play to be able to change the game. I think you have a bunch of guys out there that can do that. You feel like the group's ready to try to be that guy that steps up and helps out and get the win?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and we talked about that's what it's going to take now in the playoffs. You know, special players make special plays, and it's got to come from somebody that, you know, maybe isn't, you know, on anybody's radar. And anybody can do that for us. You know, our guys are just playing good team football, and that's what we need to happen for us to be successful.
Well, you've already mentioned it here earlier. Obviously, it's been a tough week here for your program with a tragic event there with the injury to Steele over the weekend. Outpouring of support from just everywhere has been pretty phenomenal. I know that the family's been really appreciative of that. How has your team handled that as well?
Well, you know, Monday it was we just met as a team. We kind of felt we needed to just, you know, so to speak, let the dust settle a little bit. So we talked in the meeting rooms you know, gave ourselves a vision and a game plan for the week of, hey, this is what we think we need to happen because we have to take Monday off. And I think that was a great decision. Our guys went and hung out with each other, and that's what we wanted. Who better to hang out than with your teammates and something like that happens? So it was good to see. Tuesday, you know, practice was certainly, you know, I kind of called it zombie-like, you know, but that's just the way it was going to be. And we just needed to get out in the field, get a practice under us. It wasn't the greatest, but it wasn't the worst either. And then, you know, we had a prayer service for Steele on Tuesday night, and I think that really changed things for us. Wednesday, we had a great practice. We're giving ourselves a chance to win. So, you know, after Tuesday, I kind of thought, oh, boy, this could be dicey. But Wednesday and Thursday, you know, things really started, you know, being put together. I just want to say thanks to, you know, the coaches in our conference. Clarinda's reached out. Our opponent tonight, West Marshall, they've reached out. They bought the kids some cookies with the number 32 on it, gave the kids some stickers with Steele's name on it. And then a big thank you to Iowa State coach Matt Campbell. He also reached out to our team. So you know, it's just been great.
Yeah, a lot of support from all over, and, you know, it's one of those situations where you don't know how people are going to react, and that's understandable. You know, it's something you don't expect to go through in life, and now these young men are dealing with that and trying to overcome. it can be definitely one of those things that's either tough to get your mind off of and focus on what you're doing, and it can also be something for this team that's very galvanizing and brings them together. And I think the way this team has been all year long is such a tight-knit group anyways, it's probably something that is going to be that kind of reaction for them. It's going to bring them closer together, and I've seen kind of the reaction that way so far.
Yeah, definitely. That's something we mentioned with the team, too, that, when something like this happens, or anything like this happens, really, a tragic event, it puts in perspective that, football is just really just a game. But then on the flip side of that, we need football, and just for 2 hours of our day, then we can, move on and do something else. So, it's been great. Our team, the players, their families, they've all tried to, as you mentioned, and rallied behind this and rallied behind Steele. So, our thoughts tonight are going to be just, simply about him and about playing football.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody anxious, as you said, to get out there and just go play and have fun. And obviously, I'm sure they'll have that little extra motivation in their mind that they want to be doing the job for him as well. So this should be a fun football game. We expect a great contest here between these two teams, Coach. And just the fact you're getting a chance here to play and to play at this time of year is something that's great for this program, team, and community.
Yeah, no doubt. And, it's something that our kids are excited about. With Steele being out, I don't think they don't want to do anything but play tonight. And so I think you're going to see a great effort.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time, and let's do this again next week.
Yeah, Chris, thank you. Thank you to KJN. We appreciate it.
All right, that's another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.